Well, Karen, this is obviously great news that Worcester Valkyries are included in the new Women's Super Rugby.
Yeah, we're absolutely over the moon. It's fantastic news for Worcester Rugby in general, and to have the Valkyries in the new Women's Super League is such a massive step forward for us.
How much work has this been?
A large amount. We found out in November about the new league tender process, and we've been working on it ever since, and it certainly wasn't a given. One of the top sides in the league, Lichfield, our local rivals, have unfortunately not been successful in their bid, and so, you know, this certainly we had to pull out all the stops and put together a really strong package for the RFU.
Yes, I'm glad you mentioned that, because of course a lot of people would think, well, Worcester Valkyries are in the top division anyway, it's just a rubber stamping exercise, but it was far from that.
No, absolutely, absolutely. And it was made clear to us from the beginning that this was a competitive process, and that certainly your player base came into it, but that was by no means the only thing that they were going to make a decision on. So it was a very competitive process, and we are very, very pleased to have come out of it as a member of the new Super League.
In practical terms, what will the difference be for the Valkyries?
For the players, there's going to be a huge change. Our coaching structure is going to become much more professional. The players themselves will have improved access to strength and conditioning, medical, physiotherapy, and other performance support that they've previously not had to that level. So we really feel that this is a huge change for the players. All of the girls are amateur, and that will continue. However, the setup for them will become a lot more professional in its nature, and help the players to take the game to the next level.
Was the fact that the Valkyries, if you like, are come under the wider Warriors umbrella, has that helped your cause, you think, in this bidding process?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We recognised some time ago that we wanted to push women's rugby forward and built up a partnership with Worcester Warriors. And I have no doubt that if we weren't in partnership with Worcester Warriors, we wouldn't be part of the new Women's Super League today. So we're incredibly grateful to the Warriors for all of the support that they've given us over the past 12 months, and are excited about working with them to create a really strong team within the Women's Super League going forwards.
And just in practical terms, finally, Karen, is it still promotion and relegation between the Super League and the level below, or how's that going to work?
So the league is ring-fenced for three seasons, and there will be no promotion or relegation during that time.